It's Morning Edition on Vermont Public Radio. Good morning, I'm Peter Biello. After Grant Barrick's dog died, to ease his grief, he began creating more than 100 rock sculptures in the river in Bonneville. The sculptures were a stunning sight, columns of stacked rocks of different shapes and sizes popping up throughout the river. The sight didn't please everyone, however, and last week, another local man knocked them down one by one. The art project and its destruction has prompted a heated debate. For our regional report this week, I'm speaking with Allie Freeman, who reported this story for WCAX-TV. Allie, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
So, Allie, walk us through how this got started. Where and why did Grant Barrick start stacking these rocks?
Grant actually lost his dog. It was a bull mastiff general, and he took to the streams as sort of a healing process.
What was the public response to all of this stacking of rocks?
Well, initially, it was a huge positive feedback. It sounds like the majority of the people in the town not only thought it was, you know, incredible, they were so unique and so incredible to look at, but people started really joining in. I spoke to this woman, Kate Logan, and she said that a lot of people started having their own little moments of healing, whether it was just getting a couple minutes away from a busy day to get out in the stream and build a sculpture of their own, or, you know, someone who had also suffered a loss recently and they were getting out there.
So it became, in a sense, a community art project.
A lot of people got involved, and from what Kate said, it became more than Grant. It kind of became the whole community really took it on. It really quickly took a world of its own. Pictures got spread really quickly over the internet, and even the day that I was there, you know, there were several couples coming in and out from Massachusetts, from all over, saying, you know, we saw pictures of this online and we traveled because we wanted to see it. So it really started taking on its own life.
But of course, not everybody was happy with it. And one local man very deliberately knocked down all the sculptures. Who was this person and why did he say he did it?
I actually spoke with him. His name's Peter Salo. He lives down the road from where the rock sculptures were built, and not across, but down the road a little ways. And he had several points. He didn't like how they looked. Him and his wife felt very strongly that they were a desecration of nature, that nature should be left alone. And these sculptures, he didn't feel were art. He thought there were too many by the end of it. He said he didn't mind a couple of them, but by the end there was just, he said it was obnoxious. There was just too many of them. And he also said he had concerns about safety. The pull-off for where people would stop to build the sculptures is right along a pretty busy road. And he said people would, you know, slow down and stop and take pictures. And he just thought that it wasn't a good place for them to be built.
And there's a related story here. There was an alleged assault that occurred after the rocks were knocked mm-hmm. over. Apparently Grant allegedly was very upset about mm-hmm. having his sculptures destroyed. Tell us what happened there, allegedly.
What people are saying, what the police are saying, is that Grant, the man who built the sculptures, some short time period after they got knocked down, sounds like he was pretty upset, and there was a garage across the street from where the sculptures were. There was a man there. He, maybe in his upset stage, thought that that was the man who had knocked them down. So unfortunately, they got into an altercation where he ended up assaulting the man who was not connected to the rock sculpture. Grant had just, I guess, taken out frustration on the wrong person and ended up getting arrested for that situation.
So emotions are clearly running high. How have people been reacting to this story? I know your website, at least, has received quite a few comments on either side of this issue.
It's been quite crazy, really. People are getting very, very emotionally attached. People not even from the area, within, you know, minutes, we've had tons and tons of people commented on this story, and people aren't just commenting. People are very opinionated on one side or the other. It's very interesting. They aren't, you know, well, it looks nice, but I'm not really so sure about it. It's people are either those are beautiful, that's so sad, or people are very against it. Like if it wasn't Mr. Salo, someone else would have knocked it down. So it's been really, really interesting to see how attached people are really getting to the situation.
What was the event that happened last weekend?
There was a rebuild over the weekend on Saturday where probably 50 or so people gathered from the community to go out in a stream and rebuilt a good number of structures of the sculptures. So that happened over the weekend where people came together and went out and helped rebuild.
So if last weekend people rebuilt these sculptures, are they still up or did Peter Salo go out and knock them down again?
No, they are mostly still up. There was a really big rainstorm that happened the day following. So some did get knocked down, but it was just from the rain. So no, they haven't been knocked down by any particular person, but some did get knocked down from weather, but most of them still stand.
Allie, thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you guys.